Chapter 2, Louisiana's Culture. In February 1727, a 20-year-old French woman named Marie-Madeleine Hachard boarded a ship bound for Louisiana. Her sailing companions included 11 other nuns of the Ursuline Order. This group of women had agreed to serve as nurses in the hospital at New Orleans. They were also eager to provide education to the colony's women and girls. In her first months in New Orleans, Hachard wrote 5 long detailed letters to her father back in France. She told him about the new foods, animals, and plants she had discovered, and she described the people she had met. She commented on how life in the colony was different from life in France and explained what kinds of activities filled her days. In 1734, colonial officials completed the convent, a home for nuns, they promised to build for the Ursuline nuns. When it was ready, the Ursulines organized a procession from their temporary home to the new convent. Colonial officials, soldiers, priests, the nuns themselves, their students, and the women of the city all took part. A member of the order described the procession, which took place on a rainy July day. "We went out in order, with veils lowered and each carrying a lighted candle of white wax. The troops, drawn up on both sides of the streets, marched in perfect order, single file, leaving between them and us a distance of about 4 feet. The drums and fifes accompanied the songs and made agreeable harmony. The citizens led the procession. Our day pupils followed. Our 30 orphans, each with a candle in her hand, formed a third group. Then came the ladies of the congregation, each with a lighted candle. The community and the clergy terminated the procession. The order was well kept in spite of the mud and the singing of the children. The Ursuline procession was both a religious ceremony and a celebration. Like Hachard's letters to her father, the description of the procession provides evidence about the people and culture of early Louisiana. Louisiana's culture was new when Hachard wrote to her father. Some aspects of that culture would endure, especially the common use of parades to celebrate or observe important events in the state's diverse communities. In this chapter, we will consider the meanings and development of culture, explore different regional cultures within the state, learn about some distinct groups of people, and see some of the ways that culture has been expressed through the food, music, and many festivals for which Louisiana is so well known. Section 1. What is culture? As you read, look for the elements that constitute culture, how the blending of customs and ideas creates cultural diffusion. Terms, culture, architecture, cultural diffusion. Many people say that Louisiana has a distinct culture or is home to some of the most distinctive groups of people in all of the United States. In order to evaluate this claim, we must first define culture and understand how it helps to make a place or its people special. Louisiana's culture. Culture is the way of life of a group of people. Ideas, beliefs, customs, and behavior all help to shape culture. Culture can be expressed and understood through religious beliefs, architecture, the art and science of designing and constructing buildings, art, literature, clothing, music, and food. Where people live and what they do for work also contribute to the development of culture. In North Louisiana, where forests and lakes are abundant, hunting and fishing have become an important part of that region's culture. In coastal Louisiana, the abundant fish and seafood have contributed to fishing as an occupation. While it provides a living for some, fishing is for others a favorite means of recreation and way of sharing time with one's family. In the summer months, entire families gather in places like Grand Isle to socialize and spend time fishing in the Gulf or on the bay side of the island. Visitors from all over the world also come to Grand Isle to fish in the annual Tarpon Rodeo. Wherever they live, people in Louisiana make culture out of the natural resources around them. Cultural diffusion. No matter what form it takes, culture is the way people tell stories about themselves and their place in the world. In Louisiana, there are many different cultural stories. In the 3 centuries since its founding, people from many different backgrounds have come to Louisiana. Often they brought new ideas and practices with them. Over time, these new customs blended with older ideas and practices to form entirely new cultural expressions. This process is called cultural diffusion. Sometimes it takes place over a long period of time. Cultural diffusion can also occur across space so that people living in different areas of the same state can spread their cultural practices to one another. Special feature, Louisiana, a literary gold mine. What do Tennessee Williams, Anne Rice, Alcee Fortier, and Ernest J. Gaines have in common? All four people are best-selling authors with a connection to Louisiana. While Louisiana is certainly famous for its food and music, it is also home to many famous authors, plays, and novels. Tennessee Williams, who moved to New Orleans as an adult, is known for his play A Streetcar Named Desire. You might have heard the most famous line from this play, "Stella!" and not even know where it came from. Anne Rice's work focuses on supernatural topics like vampires. Her most famous novel is Interview with the Vampire. Alcee Fortier is known for collecting and recording the Creole tales about Compé Lapin, Clever Rabbit, from former slaves. These tales would eventually become part of The Tales of Uncle Remus by Georgia writer Joel Chandler Harris. A Lesson Before Dying is Ernest J. Gaines's best-known novel. In addition to these authors, other famous writers from Louisiana include James Lee Burke, Arnold Bonton, and Kate Chopin. Not only has our state produced successful writers, Louisiana has been the setting of many literary works. Some of the famous novels set in Louisiana include A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole, All the King's Men by Robert Penn Warren, and A Free Man of Color by Barbara Hambly. In recent years, the most famous novels set in Louisiana are the Sookie Stackhouse books by Charlene Harris. These books are the basis for the television series True Blood. Can you add any Louisiana authors, plays, novels, or settings for stories to this list?